Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. A butterfly barely the size of a postage stamp is garnering a lot of attention lately. The tiny Karner blue butterfly has been on the verge of disappearing from the landscape for decades. But recent habitat restoration efforts are ensuring that this delicate beauty will live to fly another day. The Karner blue is a small butterfly about 1 inch in length. Males have a vibrant silvery blue color on the upper surface of their wings. The upper surfaces of the female's wings are blue close to the body, fading to grayish brown towards the edges. Each Karner starts its life as a tiny dimpled white egg. But when Karner eggs hatch in April, lint-sized caterpillars emerge to feed on the leaves of the newly sprouted lupin plant. Nothing else will do. Lupin thrives in sandy soil amid the sunny openings of pine barrens and oak savannas of northwest Indiana, hugging the southern Lake Michigan shore. Once fires created prime conditions for the lupin, sustaining butterfly populations along a band bordering the Great Lakes from Minnesota to Maine. But as fires were suppressed, brush took over and the savanna's scattering of trees turned into dense forest lots, or parking lots. The butterfly with the fleeting appearance verged on becoming a fleeting species as oak savannas and pine barrens disappeared. Now, with preferred habitat being restored and butterflies being hand-raised in captivity, the Karner blue's future is decidedly more upbeat.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about the Nature Conservancy's work restoring oak savannas and reintroducing the Karner blue in Indiana and how to help is at nature.org/Indiana.